Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump has signed an order forgiving federal student loan debt for totally and permanently disabled veterans. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL reports the announcement came as Trump spoke at the annual convention of the nonpartisan group AMVETS in Louisville.
Today, I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Trump's order will apply to about 25,000 veterans who owe, on average, $30,000 in student loans each. The federal government already forgives student loans when debtors are permanently unable to work because of a service-related disability. However, the onus is on veterans to submit paperwork to apply for that program. Eligible veterans won't have to pay federal income tax on the forgiven debt. Trump is also asking states to waive applicable taxes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.
Migrant children and their parents may be held in immigration facilities much longer than previously allowed. That's under a new administration rule. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the government's decision is likely to be challenged in court, though.
The rule change eliminates the Flores Agreement, which prohibits the government from detaining migrant children for more than 20 days. The Department of Homeland Security says migrant families will now be housed at detention facilities until the courts consider the request for asylum. The changes are designed to discourage people from crossing into the U.S. illegally amid crowded conditions at many detention centers. The rule is expected to take effect this fall.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Five people are facing federal charges for stealing the personal information of some 3,000 veterans. Joey Palacios of member station Texas Public Radio reports the alleged scheme began in 2014 and included three U.S. citizens, an Australian and a South Korean national.
Prosecutors say a medical records technician at a U.S. Army base in South Korea would take screenshots of Social Security numbers and birth dates of veterans in the Department of Defense and VA systems. He then sent the information to co-conspirators in the Philippines. U.S. Attorney John Bash says they used it to log into the VA's e-benefits to steal bank account numbers in order to pull out money.
In some cases, they even called the banks, and they would use call spoofing software, which made it look like the number was coming from the veteran's own phone number.
The five suspects face a raft of charges, including wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. The Justice Department says it's reaching out to affected veterans. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
The field of Democratic presidential hopefuls is a bit smaller as of tonight. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee becoming the latest contender to announce he's ending his bid for the nomination. Inslee announced his decision on MSNBC, saying it became clear he would not win. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 240 points. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. and Mexico appear to have reached a deal that would avert a proposed 25% tariff on tomatoes brought into the U.S. from Mexico. The agreement with Mexican producers designed to prevent unfairly cheap produce from reaching American consumers. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the deal meets the needs of both sides. The agreement is important since the U.S. imports about $2 billion worth of Mexican tomatoes annually. A collection of animal and environmental groups is suing the Trump administration over changes it made last week to how the Endangered Species Act is applied. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the lawsuit is one of many challenges ahead for the administration's revisions.
The lawsuit alleges, among other things, that the Interior Department's new changes violate the language and the purpose of the Endangered Species Act itself by making it easier for federal agencies to comply with the landmark law without ensuring species protection. Many ecologists and policy analysts say the suite of changes the Trump administration announced last week do weaken the Endangered Species Act and could lead to fewer protections for imperiled species. Democratic lawmakers and blue state attorneys general have also promised to challenge the revisions, which the Trump administration says were done to promote transparency and boost industry. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A deal between fitness tracking device maker Fitbit and the government of Singapore. The company announcing today will provide free trackers and some paid service to up to a million of the country's citizens as part of a government health initiative. Singapore, with a population of 5.6 million people, has one of the longest life expectancies in the world. The program is expected to start in October. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.